Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Yesterday, South Dakota voters decided several key election questions, including which Republicans move on to the general election. Voters also amended a ballot question passed 2 years ago, and Rapid City voters approved the city's attempt to build a new arena. Joining us now in the SDPB studios in Vermilion is SDPB's Lee Strubinger. Hey, Lee, thanks for stopping by.
It's good to be here, Lori.
All right, let's start right away with that Republican gubernatorial race. Congresswoman Kristi Noem clinches the nomination for the GOP ticket for governor, beating out South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley.
Yeah, and you know, the last week and a half, it was really a toss-up as to who would win. There was a lot of polling that showed Noem had an early lead early on, probably with name recognition and being in the U.S. House of Representatives. But then it started to tighten up there towards the last week and a half, and Marty Jackley started surging there towards the end. And you know, I asked countless political observers and even those close to the party who would win. And the answer was always the same. It was either I don't know or it's too close to call. But when the vote tallies started coming in, it was clear early on that Noem had an early and commanding lead.
Yeah, and she never lost that once it started. Mm-hmm. What went wrong for Marty Jackley?
Well, that's pretty tough to say early on, but I asked a few lawmakers standing around the Noem watch party in downtown Sioux Falls, and they said the Laura Kaiser story and those commercials likely hurt his campaign the most. Laura Kaiser was a Department of Criminal Investigations employee. She brought forth sexual harassment claims against a Brown County deputy, and the Noem campaign alleges that Jackley ignored those claims. And like a week and a half before the election, an Argus Leader Kello TV poll indicated that the race was basically a tie. It was within the margin of error. And right after that poll was commissioned, was right around the time that the Noem campaign started running those ads.
Right. So what went right for Kristi Noem?
You know, she attributes her victory to her staff, but also the four pillars of what her governor's office would stand on. She says that's lower taxes, smaller government, fighting the federal government, and transparency. And that was enough to garner her over 12,000 more votes than Jackley. Mm. And on the theme of transparency, I asked her, if elected, would we be seeing any correspondence between state agencies and key players in the EB-5 and GearUp scandals that took place several years ago? And here's what she says.
You know, we're hopeful that that we will rectify some of the questions that have been laying out there for a long period of time in what has happened in the past in South Dakota. But what I wanted to present in this campaign was really how things would be different in the future, how we would make sure that this would never happen again in South Dakota. And that's clearly what people want. They clearly want to see a page turned on scandals and mismanagement. They want to know that they have transparency in their state government going forward.
So let's move on, Lee, to the race for U.S. House. Republicans chose Dusty Johnson over Secretary of State Chantel Krebs and State Senator Neil Tapio. You had a chance to speak with Dusty Johnson after his victory speech with his kids and his wife there on the near him on the stage. And what did he have to say after that speech?
Well, most of all, I got the sense that Johnson is going to stick with the same strategy that got him past this primary. And he says he's keeping the campaign positive going forward.
The negativity of the last couple of weeks has been hard on voters. It's made them weary, and we just didn't engage in that. I mean, we were a campaign that never authorized any negative ads. I just felt like we needed to be above that, and I think that helps. I think South Dakotans like a positive, forward-looking message. Every single day when we got up, that's what we tried to do.
Johnson says he foresees the campaign between him and the Democratic candidate Tim Bjorkman being very policy focused. And he even said in his victory speech in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way that it would probably be a very boring campaign between the two of them, at least for those looking for some of, you know, what he called bumper sticker slogans and mudslinging.
Sure.
Johnson won 47% of the vote, with Krebs and Tapio essentially splitting the rest that was left over down the middle. Those two took a more far-right position than Johnson did. However, despite that, you know, Johnson really insists that he's running a very conservative campaign.
Now, Lee, you joined us, I think it was just yesterday. Does it seem like it was so much longer than that? To preview the primary and talk about, in Rapid City, an important issue for voters there about the Barnett Arena. And they approved a bond issue for a new arena at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. So what comes next for that project? Steve Allender's got to be happy.
He does have to be happy. You know, he gave like, I think it was 60 presentations throughout Rapid City, and each of those were, I think, around 2 hours. I had been to a few of those, and he was really very fired up about getting this arena approved and making sure that people knew what they were voting on. The city was already in the planning stages of this arena project when citizens decided to refer that for a public vote. Architects and construction managers were already in place, and the city has been still, despite the referral, the city had been meeting with them weekly. Daryl Shoemaker is the spokesperson for Mayor Steve Allender's office, and he says the city will begin the next step of the process in building the arena, and he says that means more meetings with those architects and those construction managers.
Construction would begin next spring. It'd be about a 21-22 month process, and so he's had the shoulder, and the volunteers have had their shoulder behind the wheel in this effort for the last several months, and now it's just basically putting the other shoulder behind the wheel here now collectively and moving this project to fruition. So a lot of work ahead of us, but again, one that we look forward to, and we know that it's an investment in the community's future.
And the city expects a functioning arena by the year 2021.
All right. Everybody in the state, all registered voters, had a chance to vote on Marcy's Law Amendment. And it's an issue that South Dakotans have voted on twice now in favor of, at this time, even more overwhelmingly to adjust it. What did voters end up getting?
They got a very roundabout way to enshrine victims' rights and protections in the state constitution. This adjustment approved by voters narrows the scope of victims from the original definition of victim that was in Marcy's Law, which passed in 2016. It also protects local governments from lawsuits brought against them in the name of Marcy's Law, and it also allows law enforcement to use crime information, getting that out to the public to help solve a crime. And I got to speak with Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson at Gnome's Watch Party. And he was very instrumental in negotiating with the Marcy's Law folks for this adjustment. And the way it was written before, he says, you know, it put a strain on county government budgets.
You put in the Constitution that a victim has a constitutional right to be an active participant in the criminal justice proceedings against the accused, the defendant. So that's in the Constitution. There's 10 or 12 different rights that they have, a victim has, and those can't be taken away. We have most of them in state statute, but it just strengthens them.
Lee Strubinger, thanks so much. It was a late night. We appreciate you bringing all this information and a summary today to End the Moment.
It was good fun, and on to the general election.